An influential website in Alaska lost its driving force earlier this week. For several years, Alaska Commons has brought news and commentary with a left-leaning perspective to tens of thousands of readers. With the departure of its managing editor, the group's future remains unclear, as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports.
John Arano started writing online about Anchorage politics more than a decade ago. After a stint working for a member of the city's assembly, he founded Alaska Commons in its current iteration, along with a group of friends, just over 5 years ago.
I guess we were just annoyed with the fact that a lot of stories that we saw that we thought mattered, we didn't see getting covered.
Arano, whose earlier career included a stint as a touring rock musician, threw himself into the role of managing editor. The site has won plenty of journalism awards over the years, covering a mix of Anchorage and state politics, as well as original reporting on progressive issues, commentary and analysis, and a whimsical weekly roundup of internet memes, sort of like a cross between an alt-weekly and a wonky politics blog. It kept growing, and Arano says drew a monthly readership of 20 to 30,000 people.
You know, we've had some articles that have over 1 million views.
But maintaining a steady flow of content wasn't easy, particularly with just a small group of volunteer contributors. Arano says they never figured out a good revenue model, and the site typically only took in $200 or $300 a month from Google Ads. The pace and lack of income weren't sustainable.
Literally for 5 years, I did not have a day off or a vacation. You know, even if we went on a trip somewhere, I was still running back to the motel, getting articles set up to go out the next night.
Deciding to resign was a drawn-out process. Arano says even the morning he woke up earlier this week and wrote a Facebook post announcing he'd stepped down, he was still 50-50 about the decision. The departure is a big deal for close watchers of state and city politics because of the unique role the site filled. While Alaska Commons would sometimes break news, Arano is quick to point out it is not a news site, and even pieces with original reporting departed from traditional journalistic standards for neutrality. Stories would frequently criticize conservative targets and wound up enmeshed at the center of disputes on controversial issues. Some commentators and politicians complained of being unfairly attacked on the site, notably during the 2015 mayoral election and a recent disagreement over whether an assembly member inappropriately suggested there could be a terrorist training camp in the Mat-Su Valley. Arano didn't mind getting criticized for stories, but he hated when people would dismiss the site as just a liberal blog.
That's what really would get under my skin, because I have spent 5 years fighting the charge that I'm not legitimate, that I'm not worth listening to, that I'm easily discreditable.
Arano says he isn't sure what his next steps will be. As for Alaska Commons, a crowdfunding page was set up just before news of Arano's departure. A board member says there'll be a meeting this weekend to discuss options for the site's future. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes